Over the course of the past 3 months, I made a set of wonderful discoveries that I want to share with you. They are a little more intimate and personal than other episodes, and I hope that you will appreciate it and you will be able to share that in your comments. But of course, any feedback will be wonderful. My name is David Orban, and this is The Context. This episode is recorded differently from others. I decided to be more spontaneous. In previous seasons, we tried to increase the quality of the production, hopefully achieving our goal. However, I also noticed that there was really too much delay from recording to publishing on one hand, and on the other hand, the polished production didn't necessarily reflect my nature or the nature of my message. So both the content and the form are a bit different this time. Another remark before I get into the subject of today's recording is concerning my life, my past. You must know that I have met the person who is now my wife when I was 16. And we got married when I was 22. We got lucky, you could say. We are still married. And we had 3 children. The first was born when I was 25, and now all 3 left the building. So what happened is that with my daughter living in Korea, and you can find some conversations with her on other episodes of The Context, or more specifically, searching for the question live, she needed some support. And my wife very generously said, okay, why don't I come and stay with you for a bit? And she left in October and came back in January. So for the first time after 30 years, we were not together. Obviously, it happened in the past as well that we would separate for a week or two as I would travel for work, for example, or maybe she was vacationing with the kids or on her own, you know, normal things. But it never happened before that we would be separated for 3 months. So here are my 2 discoveries. One of them is more like a confirmation, if you wish. And it is that I love her. Now, it is not something that one would necessarily share with you, but I am very happy and proud of this. What I think is also pretty cool is that it is not something that I necessarily took for granted. It is something that I was very happy to discover from, you know, some simple things. The fact that I was happy to be able to talk to her almost every day over, of course, FaceTime or whatever other video connection. The fact that I was missing her while she was not here, we were not together. And then from the fact that I was happy when she came back. So that's discovery number one. Discovery number two is something that was much less expected and induced a level of curiosity in me that I am still exploring and I am still mapping out the boundaries of this discovery. And it is how much I appreciated the solitude of the house that I lived in together with, you know, a large family before, and now I had to myself, and additionally, how much I appreciated the silence. So I feel that this is worth mentioning because we are not only accustomed, but almost required to keep our minds busy all the time. We are told that our time is wasted if we don't watch something, listen to something, talk, write, share, publish, absorb, analyze, report, decide, act, and so on. And there is a lot of truth in those simple inputs. There is so much that we can achieve that really what we give up when we don't strive to achieve most or many of those things can be accounted for as a lost opportunity. There is apparently an opportunity cost in inaction. On the other hand, it is also the case that oftentimes what happens is more keeping busy than being really productive and efficiently aim for reaching a given goal. So what I found, and I'm certainly not the first nor alone in finding, is the pleasure of letting these impulses go to a certain degree and alternating my day in focused productivity with other periods of time during the day when I not only didn't accept the impulse of being or having to be productive, but I, with great serenity, would stop any stimulation from reaching me and would just quiet myself down. And this quieting the busy mind is something that is akin to meditation, even though I not only never practiced, but I don't call myself being alone and silent as a meditator, but in my little experience, I greatly enjoyed it, and perhaps I benefited from it as well. And it was simple to me to realize that not only I didn't need television, not only I needed very little, close to zero, you know, Netflix or whatever other kind of streaming service, but I actually didn't need music. And I know a lot of people who say that their life would be empty without music. Fine. I am happy. I am thrilled. I am exhilarated in listening to great music. But I don't have this need, and I didn't feel the desire to fill the silence with music all the time. The silence itself was almost like drinking. And talking about drinking, I also consumed very little alcohol. I like a glass of wine when I eat some good meal. I like a little bit of whiskey before or during some movie that I'm watching, maybe. But the amount or the moments when I would take advantage of that, and one would naively think, well, there is no one watching you, so you can go crazy. No, none of that not only happened, none of that was something that I wanted. So I don't know whether all of this needs a name. I don't know whether it is a phase or a step on a path. I will be happy to discover it and realize which or where this is going to lead. Whether I am drinking water, as I greatly enjoyed and still enjoy during these past months and now, whether I am literally drinking the silence, replenishing my mind through breathing alone. Well, I want to invite you to share your experience, whether you had ever discovered something like that in your life too, or whether you want to just try to be. And see not only what it does to you in that moment, but in a complementary manner, what also it does to you when then you decide to work for the amount of hours that you want to or you need to, and how that work becomes more relaxed, more focused, more productive, thanks to the experience of quieting your noisy and busy mind for some time every day as you enjoy that particular practice. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Context, Season 6, Episode 1. We have been on a wonderful journey together, and I am happy to restart it in new and hopefully stimulating pills where I share my point of view, my experiences, my reflections on places, people, technologies, and how humanity is exploring itself and its adventure. And I am really privileged to be able to do it together with you.